This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Friday the 12th of June 2020, this is Stuck at Home. I'm Bex and I'm joined by my fun kids friend Dan. Hello Dan.
Hello Bex, thanks for having me. Second day in a row, I've earned a second chance.
Yeah, you've got your second stripe on your badge, congratulations, welcome back. Today, Kieran from the Week Junior is telling us all about a special type of bird. We're going to find out what is happening in the space programme and we'll give you things to do if you are still stuck at home. So like I said, we are stuck at home just like you, recording this podcast from our houses, from our bedrooms, from our living rooms, from our cupboards. Bear with us if it gets a bit glitchy or robotic every now and again. So Dan, tell me, what suggestions do you have that our listeners can do at home?
Are you missing feeling fancy?
I mean, yes, always.
Do you miss getting all dressed up, getting fancy, getting posh? Well, I've been trying to do it, been trying to make my own fanciness, my own jewellery from home. I figured out a really easy way to do it as well. All you need is salt dough. I'd never really heard of salt dough before. This doesn't sound like something I want to eat. Really easy to make, though. You just need flour, you need salt, you need water. You can find bundles of recipes for this online. And you make your salt dough and you shape it into a type of jewellery that you would like to dangle, perhaps off a string, which you can wear around your neck as a necklace, maybe around your wrist as a bracelet. Maybe you could shape your salt dough, uncooked at the moment, into a love heart or a rocket ship or a Christmas tree. Maybe, you know, we're only 6 months away from Christmas now. make a little decoration for half the year away. Remember, you need to puncture a hole into your dough shape, though, so you can thread the string through, and then you bake it. As I say, you can find all the times and all the temperatures that you need for your mum and dad to help out with this online. You need all the ingredients for your salt dough. You can oodles of recipes on there. But it's just a brilliant way to make jewellery that you can use at home and to start feeling all fancy again.
I like this a lot because I do wear quite a lot of necklaces and I like having original, unique kind of things on them. What kind of things would you have on it, Dan?
Rocket ship. Problem is, I'm not brilliant at any form of art, so the shapes need to be quite crude. It's quite easy to make a rocket ship. It's just like a squashed oval with a few spikes coming out of the bottom. As I say, not very good at art, so I always love a circle. I'm very good at making circles. Squares. Triangles, even. Yeah, maybe instruments. If you're big on your music, you can try and fashion a guitar. I noticed that you wear a lot of necklaces, Bex. You are quite fancy.
I am quite fancy, Dan. Now you're saying it, I'm like, maybe I am quite fancy. So can you paint them after you've made them?
Of course you can paint them, Bex. You can do whatever you like, whatever you want to do. If you've got, it's your jewellery, if you've got the paint, yeah, colour it to your heart's content. Draw the red flames from the rocket, the silver top. Make your heart nice and red as well. Maybe if you're going to do a circle, maybe you can draw a globe with some blue and green paint on there as well. It's just so easy to do. And then when we are finished being stuck at home, when you can go outside whenever you like, think you'll be like a fashion mogul with all of your jewellery coming off of you.
I do quite like the idea of making Christmas tree decorations because when Christmas time comes around, maybe you could... I mean, I don't want to encourage people to make their own businesses and kind of, you know, sell and buy, but it would be quite a good little hobby to, maybe a lucrative hobby.
And also cheap presents, because you can make this with some very simple salt dough, three recipes and an oven, and then you could give those decorations as Christmas presents.
Dan, I am liking this idea a lot.
Set the calendar, set the watch. It is the 12th of June. Already talking about Christmas. There's your first mention of the year.
So surprisingly, it's not. We've already done two Christmases at home in this podcast.
Brilliant.
Christmas is never too far from our minds.
Joyeux Noël, one and all. What have you been doing, Bex?
Well, speaking of being fancy, Dan, I think your idea might help itself with my idea. Because today I was thinking of making your very own award ceremonies at home. So I thought, you know, lots of award ceremonies aren't happening in person at the moment. That's because, you know, we can't meet up. So I thought it might be quite fun to do your own version of award ceremonies. Get online with your friends or your family, dress up really fancy, maybe with your salt dough jewellery. And I think, Dan, what I figured out is either you could do it so you could all decide on the best film of the year or the best song that you've heard this week, or like you could do big categories like that, or each person in the chat could make up a category and get nominees from the other people in the group, read out the category, the nominees, and everybody has to guess who they think has won. And then you reveal the winner.
It would also be a brilliant way that you could have a video call with all your mates that you've not seen for a while and remind everyone how awesome you are and what you're really good at. So maybe you could host the awards ceremony. You're on a Zoom chat with everyone and you say, and the best person at football goes to Bill. And the best dancer is Chloe. And you could do all that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it'd be a really nice thing to do. So, for example, if we were with the Fun Kid presenters, I would say, OK, the category I've made up is for best video gamer. And then, well, I mean, I'd read out a few possible contenders, but it would probably be Sean, I would say. And then maybe we'd go to you and you have picked your own category and everybody goes around and has a chance to make a different category.
It's a brilliant idea. And also making awards, that's something to get crafty and colourful with over the next few days.
Yeah, of course, awards, certificates, and when you win, you get to give an acceptance speech, which is always amazing. And of course, it has to be short and sweet. They can't be over like 20, 30 seconds, I would say. Otherwise, music does come on and it plays you off.
Yeah, and you can be quite brutal with that, can't you? What would your award ceremony be called?
Oh my goodness. Well, I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, maybe the Golden Bexes, or perhaps, I don't know, the Beskers. I haven't really given any thought at all. What would yours be called?
I think we can steer away from the Beskers, I have to say. I would call mine the Dans, the D-A-Ns. I'm just trying to work out what those letters would stand for. The Dominating Amazing Names Award. I would award the best names in the world.
Yeah, maybe we need some help with the naming of our award ceremony. If you have an idea for that, please help us, because it sounds like we are not sure what we'd do.
No, we could do with some good award ceremony names.
Yeah, and if you've got some good categories as well, let us know. If you're stuck at home like us, give those things a go. Make your own salt dough and then get dressed up really fancy and have your own online award ceremony. Tell us if you do. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
It's time to get another episode of our Fun Kids drama series, The Space Program, right now. We are sending the first kid ever into space. So someone just like you will be in charge of exploring the galaxy for like Bex and me, who are going to be stuck here on Earth. Now, it's the final test this week. Lily, Vaughn and Jasmine are piloting a virtual reality shuttle simulation. And Kyle and Maddie are doing a spot of detective work. Let's find out how they get on in episode 14 of The Space Program.
Yes?
I've got Lily McGinn here to see you, Mr. Wheeler.
Lily?
She's one of the finalists in the conference.
I know who she is. I'm just surprised she's here.
Shall I send her in?
Yes, okay. Lily, come in.
Are you busy?
Actually, yes, the salvage operation to bring up the shuttle starts today. But of course I can make time for you. What's on your mind?
Is the shuttle really going to be okay to use after it's sunk into the sea?
It's designed to go into the vacuum of space. It can cope with being underwater.
Right, of course.
Looking forward to the final round today. You're all set?
Yeah, I'm ready. What I wanted to say...
I think you'll be impressed when you see the level of detail on the VR simulation. We've had a team of top game designers working on it for months. Hopefully we can get it on sale to the public in time for the launch.
I actually wanted to talk to you about the ferry.
What about the ferry?
You know, my dad works on the ferry line and he can't work at the moment. I'm not saying it's your fault what happened, but couldn't you help out by replacing the ferry or something?
Ferries aren't cheap, Lily.
I do know, but you've got money.
But not unlimited money. And look, I don't expect you to understand at your age.
Why not?
Fair enough. They're still investigating how the accident happened, and legally replacing the ferry would make us look bad.
A rich company buying a ferry for a small island community would look bad.
It might look like we're admitting it was our fault. I'm sorry, this isn't just about me, it's about our whole company.
So you're not going to help?
I'd love to, but my hands are tied.
Right. Well, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Okay, I got a few different angles of the hold.
So where was the water coming in when you saw it?
Somewhere down here, I think. I don't know, Maddie. I was trying to get a picture of the shuttle, not a picture of the floor.
So what are you suggesting we do?
Go through every picture, looking for anything. Maybe we can see water on the walls or dripping down from...
Kyle, wait. Zoom in on that.
What?
That sign there, on the side of the trailer that's carrying the shuttle.
Okay. But it's just the manifest. It's all the information about what the cargo is, how much it weighs, and...
It's wrong.
What?
Look, it says there the load is 1,104 tonnes.
Right. So that's the shuttle plus the weight of the trailer?
One of the questions on the test I did involved working out the weight of the shuttle. The answer was about 1,400 tonnes.
Maddie, you're sure the information in the test was right?
Definitely. They made a big thing of how it's lighter than the shuttles NASA used, but it's still pretty heavy. Look up the maximum weight that ferry can carry.
Okay, you've all had a chance to familiarise yourself with the shuttle's layout and controls? Now, on the real mission, I'll be in charge of all this, but there's no such thing as a passenger on a space mission. So I'm getting you to pilot this VR simulation of a shuttle without any adult help.
One thing I don't understand.
Yes, Lily?
If we're all piloting the shuttle together, how do you judge the winner?
We'll pick whoever we think copes with the situation best.
And remember, this is being streamed live and about 30 million people are watching. So if you mess up, there's nowhere to hide.
No pressure then.
So if you can all put on your VR headsets, the training area is this way.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, it's all right. I had to go on one like this in Tokyo last Christmas.
Of course you did.
That's it. Maddie, look. The real weight of the shuttle would have put it above the maximum weight the ferry can carry.
They lied on the paperwork so they could bring it over.
But who lied, though? The staff on the ferry wouldn't have done.
It was obviously someone at my parents' company, Kyle.
But who?
I don't know, but someone.
Surely the investigation will turn this up, though. We're just a couple of kids and we worked it out.
They might not have the proof, but we do, right here.
We could give the investigators this information.
No. That... Let's put it out there ourselves.
Why?
Kyle, the shuttle launch is in just over a week. The investigation might take months to finish. We've got to do this now.
You really think we can? Get it out there and get people paying attention?
We can try, can't we?
But, I mean, couldn't your mum and dad get in real trouble for this?
Maybe they should get in real trouble for it. Maybe someone needs to do something, because it's gone too far.
Right, so, what do we do now?
You're cleared for takeoff.
Ah! You made me jump!
Right, copy that, or whatever. Okay, course set.
Yep. Our trajectory's plotted on the flight computer. Engines?
Yep, engines.
Whoa. Everyone's strapped in, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm going to release the locking clamps now.
Well, they didn't blow up the shuttle on the launch pad, so that's a good start.
Right.
I wasn't joking. I genuinely thought they might.
Okay, what now?
Well, we're only meant to take it just into the atmosphere and then back down.
Oh, we could take it all the way to the moon, I reckon. I'm getting the hang of this.
No, we do the mission we've been set.
Yeah, you're right.
What? No arguments?
No. Gotta do this properly.
Okay, someone's replaced Vaughn with a robot replica.
So, Maddie, are we going to put our names on this thing? Or do it anonymously? Or...
Dunno. I don't want them to blame someone else, Kyle. I've had enough of people getting caught in the middle of all this stuff.
If your mum and dad find out this came from you...
Maybe I want them to know it came from me.
Why don't you see how it goes? And later, if you want to tell them it came from you, you can. I mean, if it doesn't work, there's no point falling out with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's send it out anonymously and see how it goes.
Okay. I'm gonna hit send. Last chance.
Do it.
Okay, so we need to ease up on the thrust about now.
Well, do it then.
Doing it.
We're still on course.
Brilliant. How you feeling, Jazz?
I'm fine. Why are you asking how I...
Just, you know, with all the...
I'm fine.
What's this about?
Oh, nothing. Okay, we need to level off the ascent and then...
What was that?
I don't know.
You're meant to be navigating. Work it out.
Something hit us, a satellite or a piece of space junk.
Oh, man. No.
We're flying way off course. What do those lights mean?
Don't panic. Remember, just VR.
But we're going to fail this test if we don't do something quick.
We've got a failing engine.
We can't get back on course while we're spinning like this. I can't get a fix on anything.
Don't panic.
We're completely out of control.
That was episode 14 of The Space Programme. You can find it wherever you're listening to this very podcast as well. It will be there. Just search The Space Programme. You've got, what, like about 15, 16 loads of episodes there for you to catch up on. And as if that wasn't enough space-themed content for you, we'll have a space-themed quiz at the end of Stuck at Home. Keep on listening.
Right, let's head over to the Week Junior and the Week Junior's monthly Science and Nature magazine, Kieran. I believe he is the assistant editor and he's on the line right now. Hey, Kieran.
Hey, Bex. I wanted to talk to you today about some cockatoos, if you don't mind.
I would love to, please.
They are a species of large parrot, and there's been a study carried out recently that I thought was very interesting, and it was comparing the wild population of cockatoos, specifically Goffin's cockatoos, which is a specific species, with birds that have been raised with humans in a lab. And it was looking to see which was more intelligent. Was it going to be the lab-raised cockatoo, or was it going to be the ones that live in the wild? What do you think? Which one do you think would have come out cleverer?
I'm going to say the ones in the wild, because they have to fend for themselves.
That's a very interesting point. It turns out that they are pretty much as clever as each other, but that they have a different sort of way of working. So they were put under the same test, and each bird was placed in an area that had 20 doors. And behind each door, there was a different problem that they had to solve. So it might be they had to press a button, they had to bend a bit of wire, they had to move a bowl, something like that. And if they did the task behind each door, they would get a bit of food as a reward. So there were 11 birds that were raised in a lab that took part, and then there were 8 birds that live in the wild in Indonesia, and they were brought into a lab for a short time for the studies to be carried out. And once the wild birds had been had got used to humans being around, they were given the test to do. And the scientists behind it actually thought that the birds that were raised in a lab would do better, because previous studies with other animals has found that if an animal lives with humans, they tend to do better in a test made by humans. So, for example, chimpanzees, if they spend a lot of time around humans, they will be much quicker at picking up new things. However, in this case, both groups did equally well at tackling the problems. However, the lab-based cockatoos, the ones that were more used to humans, were much more motivated to do the challenge. And it's thought that was probably because they had got used to previous things with humans, and they realised that if they did the challenge, that they would get a food reward. Whereas, obviously, the wild birds didn't know that. And so only 3 of them actually could be bothered to do the tasks and obviously get the food reward. The rest of them thought, you know what, it's not worth the bother. But all were equally good at completing and figuring out what they needed to do with each challenge. But I just thought it was really interesting the way that the way that humans do things can rub off on different animals, and of course how quickly the wild animals, the ones that could be bothered anyway, were able to figure out what they had to do.
I just love that animals, those birds in particular, are a lot like me in that you will do a little bit more if you know there's food at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. Or sometimes you just go, do you know what? It's really not worth it. I'm just going to sit here and watch everyone else do it instead.
Yeah, they can find out for themselves what goes on. Well, that was a very interesting story. Thank you so much, Kieran, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon, Bex. Bye.
We are coming to the end of Stuck Home for today. Before we go, as always, time for a little quiz. See how well your brain is keeping on. See how much you've been paying attention. Question number one. True or false? The universe is endless.
Oh, that's hard. Question number two. What is the diameter of the sun? Is it A, about 865,000 miles? Is it B, about 86,500 miles? Or is it C, about 8,650 miles?
And question number three, what is the age of the moon? A, 2,020 years, the same year that we're on. B, 4.5 billion years. Or C, 8 trillion years.
That is very tricky. So those are your questions. Have a little think. You'll get your answers in a moment. But first, here's a fact about the cookie cutter shark. You can find this out and loads more facts about sharks in the brand new book, Shark Superpowers. It's out right now. And you can find out more on the Fun Kids website at funkidslive.com. So did you know that the cookie cutter sharks swallow all 25 to 31 teeth on their lower jaw in one go, and then they grow some new ones to replace them? That's amazing. I can't believe it. That is true as well. So I think while we all digest that fact, let's get some answers.
Question number one for today was a little bit of a trick question. I made it sound nice and easy, didn't I? I said, true or false, is the universe endless? It's really neither of those. The question writers have had fun with you today. It's a tricky one, you see. The universe has expanded. It's kept on expanding since the Big Bang. But some scientists think that one day it will start to contract again. It will reach a point, and then, like someone sucking the air out of a balloon, everything will come back towards it. They're going to call it the Big Crunch. So it is really big. It's basically infinite, but nobody knows if it will actually be that way forever.
Big Crunch sounds like some delicious breakfast cereal. Question number two, what is the diameter of the sun? The answer was A, about 865,000 miles.
And your final question today, what is the age of the moon? Well done if you said it was B, 4.5 billion years old. Just a few years younger than our very own Bex.
How did you do? Let us know at funkidslive.com/stuck. And remember, if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go we mentioned earlier. Make your own salt dough, or perhaps have your own award ceremony and tell us how it goes. So that's it. So goodbye from Dan.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
And from me, Bex. Now, we're not here this weekend, but remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast from. And you can hear more from us on Monday. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX. With dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.